Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in Warriors Huddle with me, Bram, and with me, per usual, my master of all things video and sound, Maxime.
How's it going?
And my boy and producer, MT.
What's up, Dub Nation?
Gentlemen, no guest today. That means a couple of things. One, it means I finally get to tell this random workout story I've been holding in pocket for what feels like months. And we'll put that at the back end of the episode. I can't wait to do it. Two, a random admission, I guess, about our pre-record session here. So as you know, if you listen to this show, the three of us get together on a weekly basis. And I would say for the last 4 or 5 episodes, when MT shows up, the mic is not of the normal quality that we would expect. And what we found out is that he has, you know, there's been a connection problem. And here's the thing I want to share. I've always hated how deep and smooth Marcus's voice is. And while it was like a fucked up mic connection, we kind of lost that and I enjoyed it. We're going to have excellent audio quality tonight, but I'm worried that this fool's like magic voice is back on the scene. So we can all be a little bit concerned about that. Marcus, give us a little taste here.
102.9 KBLX. Yeah. The quiet.
You know what? Unplug it. Fuck that, dude. I prefer when it's just bad quality. Immediately, I'm intimidated now. Like, I feel like you should have done the intro. This whole shit. Maxime, you need to raise his octave up a couple of times.
My new voice quality matches my beautiful jersey, too. We were talking about that before the mics went hot.
Yeah, I think Chelsea. What I said was that fuck your jersey and fuck soccer, and we're not going to talk about that. What we are going to talk about, boys, is the jump. We've got a topic that requires our immediate attention. Steph Curry has signed a new contract, boys. Signed a 1-year deal for $62.6 million. That's for the 26-27 season. So he's now under contract for the next 3 years, 24-25 this year, 25-26, and now finally 26-27. So the contract lines him up with Draymond, who has got a player option deal for 26-27, and then also takes Curry past Kerr, who's only signed through the 25-26 season. So here's my first question. Yeah, you guys hear this news. We now know he's under contract for 3 years. Does this scream or does it mean that he's going to retire in 3 years? I mean, is that the other side of this?
Yeah, 100%. I think so. Yeah, I don't think you have to read between the lines too much for that one. It's definitely, this is my final contract that I'm going to sign. It's a big number and, you know, he's going to play for one team his entire career like he's always said he wanted to.
So foregone conclusion, the fact that he has now signed this 1-year deal, does it mean these next 3 years are obviously in Golden State? I mean, I agree with you. I think the answer to that is yes, but just finish that comment.
Yeah. I mean, there would be a full scale riot if Mike Dunleavy traded Steph Curry at any point, regardless of how much he falls off the cliff. I think just the way he played in Paris, you know, you can tell that he's still got a lot left in the tank. The way LeBron's holding up, not saying he's going to age the same way, but I think it just all makes sense. He's matching up with Draymond's contract, and I expect, like you said, Kerr isn't is missing that final year. I expect Kerr to sign a 1-year extension and for all three of them to ride off into the sunset.
Did you guys, so before, let me start that over. When I read this, I didn't get sad and I wasn't super shocked. Just as you said, like, yeah, okay, he's probably going to be out of here in 3 years and it will all probably be in Golden State. But if you had talked to me right before this news had come out and had asked me how many more years is Steph Curry going to play, I wouldn't have told you three definitely. You know, I think that LeBron has changed our conception. I think that we all thought the style that he plays is going to allow him to play well past 40. You know, and this deal puts him in his 40th year. In that 26-27 season, in March of that season, he will, in fact, turn 40. So, it's surprising at all? I mean, did you guys expect him to only play three more years, or did this come out of left field?
That's a tricky one. I'm just like you. I wouldn't have necessarily put it there, but 40 has been this cliff that very few have passed. And like you said, LeBron changed the game, and we know that the way that Steph plays, we thought would allow him to play as long as he wanted. But as he's sort of been telegraphing, there are things he wants to do outside of being a basketball player. And somebody asked him if he wanted to own a team at some point, and he said he did. And I think there's a lot of telegraphing that we can't quite read between the lines on just yet. But it's surprising.
Telegraph, and he's starring in a television show right now, Mr. Throwback, right? And he's already been the producer on that mini golf show. So, I mean, there's no, and he also has a possible career as a professional golfer in his future, you know? So, I mean, how he spends his time, I don't know. I'm not surprised that he has other goals. I'm not surprised that he'll be able to reach those aspirations like this. You can't pretend to be shocked by it, but fuck, I still don't like it. You know, I mean, I think that if I was being honest with myself, I think I was expecting like 43, 44, you know, like some period of time where we all recognize he wasn't Curry anymore, but we're just happy to have the last name on the back of the jersey and like, fine, you know, we still show up and have him there. The idea that I can see the end of the rainbow now, I don't know. Is it weird that I'm sad about that?
No, I mean, we should be sad, you know, as a generational, arguably, you know, like one of a kind player. He came in and changed the game permanently. And the fact that he got to wear our jersey for his entire career is special. You know, you're not going to get that again. So I think it's sad. You know, you want it to last longer. If you hope it can extend, you know, like 6 more years, 7 more years and go till he's in his early 40s. But at that point, he's just running pin down screens and just hoping the gravity of his reputation still holds up. But, you know, let him go do his other things. You know, I'm sure, like Maxime said, there's stuff he's got brewing. He's had built another strong relationship and closer bond with LeBron. So I wouldn't be surprised if they become serious consideration for like owning the expansion teams like Vegas or Seattle once that happens.
How important, and I'm surprised we have not approach this before as fans. Yeah. So I get how important it is as a player to play for one team. Doesn't happen. Yeah. There's a special type of career you need to have to even put yourself in that position. So this question isn't what does it mean to be one player, one franchise for the player. As fans, for us, Golden State fans, what does it mean to have Steph Curry here in just one, you know, doesn't wear any other jersey at any other time? If you could trade out, let's say last year, they make it to the Western Conference Finals at least, or this season, we could press a button and it means they will definitely make the Western Conference Finals. We don't know what happens, but you know what that screams is they've got a shot at another title. But it also means at some point Steph wears another jersey. You know, that's the compromise. Would you guys make that trade, or is it important that he just stays in one place?
If he's on that squad that's making it to the Western Conference Finals, I think for me, one of the most important things, let me start that over. If he gets a fifth ring with a Warriors jersey on and then goes and plays his last couple of years in Charlotte, I'm okay with that. I think that's the trade-off that I'm willing to make.
I don't even think I need a ring. I think if you just told me, look, they're going to have a shot. This is a for sure. If the two options are Curry gets another shot at contention and plays for another team, or Curry is a play-in team, you know, but he plays here the entire way, I think it's option A. I'm not going to be upset with option B, you know, and option A, watching the portion of the documentary where he plays for another team will suck ass. You know, that's a weird thing, and I don't want it to be on his roster, but I still think I would choose contention over a single place. You know, maybe we'll get both, but we've never really looked at it from that way. MT, take a different question. Do you like the number? So he will be 40 years old in the 26-27 season. He's getting paid $62.6 million for that season. What do you think? Good deal?
Probably not. I mean, it'll impair our ability to compete and build out a roster that can compete with what's likely to be like the OKC's, Minnesota Timberwolves of the season at that time of year and in those years ahead. But he's earned it. You know, like the Warriors are the most valuable NBA franchise. It's not because of Steph alone, but you know, like he's a huge, huge reason why. So I think he's earned it. He's earned more than that and brought more than that value to it. So if it's what he's meant to the franchise and the value he's brought, that's a lower number. He's underpaid. But from a salary cap standpoint, especially with the second apron and the way the new CBA works, like it's going to be tough for us to still stay competitive with that much of the cap going to one player.
Yeah, you got to hope that the new TV deal changes, you know, the CBA and what the luxury taxes will be. I'll look at it from a different angle. So I do like it. And I think they're not just buying his skill set at 40. I think they're buying his patience leading up to 40. You know, like he could have done the move where you're LeBron. You do not sign. You are completely quiet about your intentions, you know, and that silence screams, well, you better build a roster. You know, let's see what happens here, because if in 2 years, it doesn't look like you're surrounding me with anybody, or this year, I might just demand a trade, you know, and they can force them out. In that circumstance, if you know, they go through the couple of years, they don't sign the deal, ultimately, when he was going into the final year of the contract, the Warriors probably could have offered less money because he's a 40-year-old player, right? But Steph also could have put a whole shitload of pressure on them to improve the roster. I think what they've done is buy patience. You know, they're overpaying for what he'll be at 40. But in the process, they're secure. He's going to be here. There's not going to be questions all the time. We know he wants to play for one place. So it was almost like they were buying their mental peace. I like that. I can see its upside. I kind of wish he had been able to hold their hand to the fire a little bit. If he had pulled a little bit of LeBron of, you know, you guys really need to focus on roster. But that's never been his personality type. So, you know, thumbs up for me. Maxine?
Yeah, this is, I think, a masterclass in the Steph Curry mechanisms for media management. You gave the LeBron comparison. He does these one plus ones, and he's clearly telegraphing what he wants out of the organization. And what Steph is telegraphing is, stop asking us all these damn questions. We're figuring our shit out in-house. Leave us alone. And that's a really important thing, because especially when you have young players on the trade block, and there's, I'm sure, all sorts of personality management that's going on behind the scenes, not for Steph, but for everybody else on the squad. It's really important that the leader says, hey, I have confidence in what's going on here, to the point that I'm willing to sign on for 3 more years. So everybody else shut up and let Mike Dunleavy in this front office do its job. That's a different way of dealing with the media that is obviously, like you said, it's Steph's personality, but I'm really excited to see how it plays out, because if he says, I have faith in this organization, and then the organization goes up and backs that up, that's going to be a huge win for the Steph Curry brand of media management.
One of the people he was telling to shut up are the members of this podcast. I've spent, I don't know, 2 months looking at recent comments from Steph going, oh my God, he wants to play somewhere else. He's unhappy. This is not going to play out. And then, you know, my comments aren't even a week old, and we get an immediate assurance from Steph like, yeah, fuck you, Bram. I'm 62.6 million reasons why you need to shut up and have nobody listen to you. So what does this do with Kerr? Does this mean there's a 1-year contract extension coming from him? I can't imagine Curry playing for a Warriors team that is not led by Steve Kerr. Not at this stage. Not this late. Not after Kerr was there for the gold medal. I mean, not after all the things they've done together. So I think it's a foregone conclusion that Kerr will re-sign at least for that final season with Curry. I think that one we can put in the books. Do you boys think he'll be beyond that? You know, what's the next contract look for Steve Kerr? Is it just a 1 year and he's out with everybody else, or, you know, does he stick around?
I think it's 1 year and he's out, and I'm torn on this, but I'm just going to say it and see if it happens. I think Clay's contract is 2 years. I think he comes back to the Warriors and they do one final year, Steph, Clay, Dre, and Kerr, and that's their last dance. I know they were filming some stuff prior to this season, but I think they finish out filming in that last season and they all go out together.
You're torn on it because you're not sure if it's going to happen, or you're torn on it because you're not sure you want it to happen?
I'm not sure it's going to happen. I would love for it to happen because that means it didn't work out in Dallas, which I'm hoping for. As much as I love Clay, I hope it doesn't work out.
It doesn't necessarily, though. What if he like wins a chip? Wins a chip this year, you know, next year, whatever, they just allow the contract to lapse. He'd still be interested, perhaps, in coming back. You know, and there he's a conquering hero, prodigal son fucking returned. You know, like if that happened, would you still be interested in like, yep, come on over, Clay? Like it's, you know, water under the bridge kind of deal.
No, if he wins a championship, no. You have to stay in Dallas.
100%. If that's what happens, here's how fucking petty I am. If that's what goes down, right? He has big success, and then he's interested in coming back. Like, you can come back, but different number. It's like, we're not giving you 11. Like, there's got to be some change, some penalty for having left us here.
And you have to throw that ring into the bay on your first boat ride to practice.
Yeah, and publicly denounce it. Exactly. I have 5 rings, but really 4 are much better than the 5th. This other one sucks.
If he does that, I'm boycotting boats. I'm never getting on a boat.
Boat manufacturers everywhere is like, what? They're like, why? Yeah. In related news, have you been boarding a lot of boats recently? Or like, boats a pretty big portion of your life?
I was until Clay left for Dallas.
Exactly.
All right, so put it all together for me. This news, 1 year extension for Steph Curry. Good news, expected news. You know, what's the walk away here?
I like it. I think it's good news. It's good for the franchise. I think it's a win for Steph Curry's legacy. You look at, he's starting to be discussed more and more as one of the best players ever. He's compared to Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, a few of those conversations. And those are both one team players as well. I think optically, for some reason, that counts a little bit. It's not a ton, but, you know, it's a few points. Checked for his in his column. So I think it just matters for his legacy, what he means to our franchise. Like you said, the stability of it, like not having those whispers and any of the media having to ask that question because it's moot now, allows them to focus on other things and build the team around them to stay competitive. So I think it's a win-win. Again, the price, you know, it's a little high for me, but he's earned it. And to your point, if the new TV deal comes through, maybe it's ends up being on par with some of the other star players.
You may have noticed me just rhythmically nodding. It's not because I agreed with anything you said. It's because I got lost in the undertones of your fucking silky smooth voice. I don't know. Like, it was like hypnotic. Like, I felt like I had to agree and I didn't even really know what you were saying. I just got like sucked in, dude, like the snake from Jungle Book. Nicely played by you.
What a great call out.
Yeah.
I wish I had the name. It would have been A+. I'll take an A- reference. How about you, Maxime? Good news, bad news?
Yeah, I think, Marcus, you bring up a really good point around the sort of the legacy defining thing, and thinking about Michael Jordan, 3rd overall pick, Magic, 1st pick overall. This idea of building something from the ground up, of being the homegrown superstar. That's really special to me. And so I think that's worth kind of any amount of money. Let's face it. I think that we've talked about this on and off. I think the reality is it's much, much, much more likely that we don't win another title, that Steph doesn't win another title before he retires. So that means that this past U.S. Olympics was the feather in his cap, kind of the, you know, the capstone achievement of his career. outside of him retiring as a Warrior. It doesn't matter, you know, unless he, I guess, goes and ring chases, which doesn't seem likely. It doesn't, to me, matter what the number is at all, because I get to say forever, I get to wear Steph's jersey forever and be like, this was our dude the whole time. Get to talk about his four rings, get to talk about the time that I watched him go absolutely berserk to win the gold medal. And there's nothing that anybody can say, obviously, to him, but not even to me. And I just love that as a fan. So to me, it's not a question of the number, it's a question of what that number signifies, which is that he's retiring a Warrior.
He has been ahead of the game in every aspect. I mean, you know, he is the best shooter we'll ever have. He's the most successful player we'll ever have here. He means more to this franchise, perhaps, than any player that we'll ever see. Add to that, he's the most loyal. We never even got to the portion of like, oh, he might leave. Even at a time when we were not guaranteed the dominance he's become accustomed to, he still, the thing that meant something to him was loyalty, which means the world. And I got to acknowledge the lack of consistency I'm showing during this podcast, right? 10 minutes ago, I tell you, well, I choose contention over loyalty, essentially, right? But 5 minutes ago, I told you this man who did nothing but put us into contention, Klay Thompson, is dead to me because there was no loyalty. You know what I mean? And so putting those together, would I like Steph to be anywhere else? Would I feel comfortable with that? No, fuck no. And so it is gratifying to know that in particular threat has been pulled off the board. You know, it's I think it is a very positive thing. We'll hopefully it will also mean that the Warriors continue to surround him. You know, we've said 1,000 times that this roster should probably be improved before February, and that they're probably going to make a move before the trade deadline. So maybe it's not a trade-off of contention for loyalty. I guess we'll see.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Okay, let's go to our mailbag, the golden questions, gentlemen. You'll know this is our version of getting questions out from the audience. They reach out, give us good questions, bad questions, personal questions, basketball questions, the whole nine yards. This gentleman reached out and asked, quote, how much stock do you put in off-season videos? And I really liked the question, so I exploded it, okay? So we are right now at the ground zero for videos that surface during the offseason. And generally speaking, what they talk about is how one player is taking a weakness and making it a strength. You know, and they're occasionally preposterous. You know, we'll see a video showing that Shaquille O'Neal is about to be the world's greatest three-point shooter. Like, it's guaranteed, you know, or Isaiah Thomas has developed a post game. So you can't always take them as, you know, a word of God. So I've broken these down because there's some off-season videos out there of Loon and JK. But before we get to either of them, just generally speaking, boys, give me a 1 to 5 scale on how you normally regard an off-season video. 1 being, I don't care about them at all. They might as well be a picture of Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. 5 being, I put all the stock in it. I think this definitely shows where this player is going, and it might as well be from the future. It's so predictive of outcome. Yeah. So before I give you the specific ones, just overall, you see an off-season video, what kind of stock do you put in it?
My head, 2. Not much. I know. I've been burned before. My heart, still 5. I'm all, you know, like seeing these things, I'm so juiced. I read all the way into what it means specifically for the Warriors. When I see the Ben Simmons workout video, I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. This means absolutely nothing. I've learned my lesson. But when it's our boys, yeah, I can't get past my feelings about it.
If it's a Golden State Warrior and then somebody they really need to do something, you know, if it's like a Quentin Post video right now, I'm excited, but I don't really care. If it's a Jonathan Kuminga video, if it's a 1 to 5 scale, I put it at an 8. It's like the most important thing I've ever seen. And it absolutely is predictive of where it's coming. MC?
I'm with Maxie. I'm probably a little lower, like 1.5. If it's a off-season video of them, the person playing in the Olympics, I give it a little more weight just because we know there's a bump from the Olympics that if you play well during that, either FIBA or Olympics, you tend to have a good season going into the next season for some reason. But other than that, I just, you know, like you see Jaylen Brown doing like synchronized swimming kind of videos, you know, like hopping out of pools, and it's like,
no, he's been doing horse videos too. You haven't been watching any of the equestrian
videos too.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. Yeah. I like the caveat you drew for Olympic level basketball too. It's like, also, if they played in an NBA finals during the offseason, I would give that video a little bit of credence. Yeah, if they're playing in like elite level competition that matters, we probably have to give it a little bit of weight as opposed to shots of Jaylen Brown breathing underwater, dribbling basketballs. So, yeah, I think that's
the best. Right. So I don't really think they are predictive in any ways, but they're fun for our team. Like right now, like, is Kevon Looney back and never going to get cut because he's about to take, you know, Jokic on a ride for his money for the season?
It's funny you say that. We happen to have an off-season picture of Kevon Looney ready to show right here. If you are not watching this and are only listening, it is worth hopping up on YouTube and checking out the episode. We're looking at a picture of Loon. He is remarkably svelte. He seemingly has not only lost weight, he's been working out and growing his hair out. So before you give me a 1 to 5, right? Not a like 1 being this means nothing, 5 being I think we can expect a really large season for Kevon Looney. Give me a glass half full. Something you like or don't like about this picture, and just to take the obvious off the board, the weight loss. I mean, there's no question. You know, that this, what this looks like, especially at this stage of his career, this is a guy who recognizes that he kind of needs to change his impact on the team, that they're leaning towards TJD. They just drafted Quentin Post, and that he's going to need to come in shape immediately. So it's a thing I like. I'll throw that out there.
I mean, you know, I I like the swag. I don't know. Like, obviously, the weight loss is an important thing here, but this is just a picture, and I'm kind of concerned that it's just a picture, so I'm not just going to take glass half full. It's like, what are we trying to signify? You know, it's like Ben Simmons, who I brought up earlier, doing the offseason workouts, which is saying, you guys, don't worry. I know that I haven't shown up in, like, a literal decade, but it's all good. We got it all figured out here. Like, why is this getting publicized? I'm not used to Kevon Looney offseason drops. So is the weight loss thing, you know, to sort of balance out the fact that he's actually having some shoulder issues, or that, you know, we're going to hear like, oh, he tried really hard. But so, you know, I'm concerned that we have to be telegraphing at this point. We'll see. But this is more the 1.5 end of the spectrum, as far as I'm concerned.
Dude, you hit the thing that I don't like. I mean, assuming that someone in that gym did have a camera that could take video, which is a pretty safe guess this side of like 2003, you know, that all that came out is a still image as opposed to whatever happened next in this play. You know, I mean, come on, appears to be bringing the ball up, which is interesting. I don't know who else is playing in this game, but yeah, I don't like that it's only a still as opposed to a moving picture. Anything you like or don't, MT?
I love all of it. I do. I don't care that it's a still picture or not. Like, Kevon obviously recognized that he needs to, you know, lose weight and be in better shape. I think it's great. He's got hip problems and had hip surgeries early on in his career, so that should help. I love the left toe drag. That means you're about to get crossed up real quick. And, you know, like, I didn't know Loon had that in his game. He's got half the shirt tucked in. That's when you're really feeling yourself. So I think it's, you know, it's funny that it's not a video, because who knows what was going on and if he actually did anything. But I think more than anything, it's just a shout out to Quentin Post to let him know, like, I'm still here and I'm going to take my minutes back.
Do you like that he's wearing pants? I'm going to say I don't. I mean, I could say that, you know, like, that shows that he's way above anyone else's out there, and it's randoms, and he doesn't need to wear shorts in order to beat them. But I've only played in like one game where the other person was wearing pants, and I remember being kind of bothered and annoyed by it the entire time. So I'm bothered and annoyed by his pants in this. All right, brass tacks, okay? Two questions. 1 to 5, how predictive is that of this upcoming season? And who gets more minutes per game next season, Post or Kevon Looney? Go ahead, MT. You're the one who drew all types of optimism from that. So give us a 1 to 5 and that Post answer.
1 to 5, it's a 3. And I think I think he gets...
Hold on. Add a third name. Moses Moody. Quentin Post, Kevon Looney, Moses Moody. Who gets the most minutes per game out of those three?
Out of those three, Moody, just because of the guard situation. Like, it'll be tough. I mean, Melton's no slack. I think he will be, surprisingly, if he's healthy, one of Warriors fans' favorite new players. You know, like, we had a great record post All-Star break last season, and Klay still wasn't playing that great and was off the bench, you know, until the end of the season. So if Melton and Hield can come in and both combine to replicate Klay's offense, and then you have Melton's defense, which is above where Klay was. It's probably on par with where Klay was when he was a two-way player. Then I think, you know, we're in a good place. So I think ultimately Moody struggles for minutes with that rotation once Hield and Melton get going, but he still outplays Looney just because Kerr is going to, he's going to have his trouble. Like, I think our starting lineup should ultimately be Steph, Wiggs at the 2, and then Kuminga at the 3, Draymond at the 4, and TJD at the 5. And then you start, you know, bringing in GP2, Pods, you know, Melton, Hield. So minutes are going to be hard for Moody, but I still think he outplays or gets more minutes than Looney, but Looney gets more than Post.
Did plugging in that mic make you answer like 10 questions I didn't ask? Holy shit, dude. That was like a fucking dissertation on who would be starting and what the rotation would look like on the guard side. I mean, it was a 3-name person. Just give me the person who you thought would be playing the most minutes. Maxime, you already gave us your number in the first look at the Loon picture. So give me we'll limit it to just Quentin Post and Kevon Looney. If you had to bet, Matty Stats, by the way, is alive. The proof of life. I have heard from him. I know he is out there. So as our first thing we're giving to the reborn Matty Stats, who plays more minutes next year, Maxime?
Wow. What up, Matty Stats? Glad you're still with us. And I guess also listening on podcasts and not on radio. And if you are listening on radio, let us know where you're hearing this, because we didn't know we were on radio. That's a very tough question. It typically takes time for bigs to develop in the NBA. Quinton Post is very, very low down in the overall draft picks. I wouldn't be surprised if he's spending time in the G League. You took Moody out of the equation, which is an obvious answer.
I thought we'd be talking about D'Anthony Melton again. I mean, so I had to be really careful about this question, apparently.
But last season is the first time in quite a few years that Looney saw his minutes decrease. It's pretty unlikely that those minutes are going to go back up. I still think he's going to play more minutes in Post, because I don't think the Post is going to see much playing time outside of more gimmicky minutes. It's true that he's a 7-footer, but so was Bol Bol, and that doesn't mean anything. He needs to be able to play, and especially in Steve Kerr's read and react rotations, it's very unlikely that a big is going to be able to handle that kind of workload. So Looney it is, but not by much.
Loon over Post. The only thing that Kerr dislikes more than playing Loon at this stage is playing a rookie at that spot. So I do think it's going to be Loon. I got one more video for you guys. All right. So we got this Jonathan Kuminga workout video. There's a ton of them. But this one stuck out because it was shot kind of classily. Let's pull it up. Take a look. What I want is a glass half on it, and then give me a 1 to 5 on how predictive of his future success is this video. All right, while it's playing here, things I like. I like that it's in black and white. I think that's why I picked this one. It feels like it somehow means more that it's in black and white. I also like that right there. We get a bunch of shots of JK shooting not only threes, but threes off the dribble or off the catch or off a step back. And we desperately need him to expand his scoring package. So I like it. That's a portion I enjoy. Things that I don't necessarily enjoy, I mean, the people who's guarding him don't really look like NBA players. It doesn't look like the stiffest of stiff competitions, but the Loon photo didn't show anybody. So, I guess step in the right direction there. You guys?
I'd like to talk about Kyle Anderson for 7 minutes before I
appreciate
answer.
It. Yeah, where do you think he's going to fit in the rotation? And how does that impact their starting lineup?
So Plowden really impressed in the offseason. I'm not, I don't put much stock in these videos. I mean, yeah. JK's always been athletic. He's always been able to stand out amongst non-NBA players. So if the shot is better, I'd love to see that, to your point. But to me, it's not about whether he can do this. It's whether he can do this consistently. Can he do it for 70 games, out of an 82-game season? If he can, then great. But I've seen this for 20 games out of a season before.
Have you seen him shoot over that weird stick thing that this gentleman is currently holding in front of him? I mean, because that clearly means if, in fact, they have a new rule that says defenders can hold sticks, JK will not be bothered by that new rule in any way, shape, or form.
He's wearing sweatpants. How do you feel about that?
I told you. Annoyed. I'm weird about it. I'm very weird about it. I wish his left foot was dragging behind him, and then we'd know he's going to be crossing somebody.
Exactly.
Maxime, what do you think, man? What do you like, and what importance do you attribute to this video?
Well, as much as we were just making fun of the stick thing, that was a very consistent, 5 or 6 threes from the corner. That's the kind of thing that leaves me, in general, uncomfortable with these videos. It's like you could just cherry pick all of the makes, and that's great. Anybody can make a bunch if you got long enough and have a good enough video coordinator to cut up all your stuff. But seeing them back-to-back like that, it's a good sign. There is something to be said here. What we're watching now is him doing some calisthenics workouts. And some of this stuff is just cool, but we already knew that he was jacked and crazy athletic. So this doesn't say much to me.
Another possible rule change I've been reading up on is they may make all the starting lineup get on a treadmill, hold on to the side, and then run faster than they can possibly run. And if that happens, and this workout video proves, he's ready to go. Here's another thing I don't like about the video, and this shows my age, the size of his shorts in many of these shots. I mean, they are tight as hell, man. I know that long shorts are no longer the go-to, but it's something that stuck out. Final piece, the number you attribute to it, 1. I believe in JK, and I think that his development is going to be one of the major reasons we either succeed or don't this upcoming season. But the level of success this doesn't show me anything. We've seen this video 3 times in all of his previous offseason workouts. So I don't put a whole lot of importance on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. As we've said, I mean, it's like, I want to be, look, it makes me excited because I want things to be excited about for this upcoming season. I'm excited about Jonathan Kuminga's growth. As we've talked about, there's tons of this doesn't tell me that he's going to be worse. This doesn't tell me that we're now going to have, he's going to be traded at the end of the season, like Jordan Poole or anything, but it is also doesn't tell me anything in any direction.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the only offseason video that really could be used to predict the success of the following season is the video of Draymond punching the fuck out of Jordan Poole. But yep. I don't think we're ever going to see that because they've apparently stopped looking for the person who released it in full. Okay, that in play. Yeah, this social interaction story I've had. So we've talked about having an award show on a weekly basis into the season. And one of the awards I'm thinking about doing won't be every week. It'll be dependent on what we've seen throughout the week. But the Dwight Schrute Award for Awkward Social Interaction. This is something that we don't see on the court. This is something that happens in our normal day-to-day lives. And I got one for you that I've been holding on to. So I'm a member of a swim club up the way. And they have all these free classes, including a cycling class. And I've seen it, go forward a few times. I've never actually participated in it. And I hate to admit this, but sometimes I'll go up to that club because it has a beautiful view and just drink beer. Like, I'm not even working out at all. I'm just out there looking at the view and drinking. And a little while back, I was doing that. I'm out on the deck, and this class is going on kind of close to me. And so I can audit it without making it obvious that I'm paying attention. And, there's an instructor and then a full class of people who are on stationary bikes, and the instructor is telling them when to go hard, when to go soft, those kind of things. Yeah. So I'm watching this thing, and the instructor says to no one in particular, okay, here comes the section that I've been warning you guys about. This is going to be the hardest time. And the second he says that, let's set up some parameters here. I don't know any of these people. I'm making these names up. Let's say there was a woman named Lorraine, and she's working out next to a guy named George. The second the instructor says, okay, guys, this is coming up, Lorraine starts pointing at George, like super motivationally. And it's really clear from George's facial expression that he does not know Lorraine. They are not close in any way and has been worried about this exact interaction. You know, that I legitimately, in my mind, think that before George showed up, he talked to his wife. It's like, I love this class, but I think fucking Lorraine's going to be there. And like, I just don't like it, you know? So she's pointing at him. The music changes, which must be the cue for like, okay, this is when the real hard part goes. And before the instructor can say anything, Lorraine goes, "This is you, George. This is you." And George has a facial expression that just says, "Please, God, leave me alone. Like, I don't want to do this at all. I hate this so much." And as he's making this expression, Lorraine is just dominating. She is riding hell of hard, continues to scream motivational nothings in George's ear. The rest of the class completely tunes out, and I could not have been more entertained. It was just an incredible interaction. I've never seen anything that aggressive from a single person. I'm sorry, George, that you had to go through that. Lorraine, fucking calm down. And boys, I want you guys to pay attention in your normal lives. Look for other Dwight Schrute Award winners, and we'll announce them whenever. We probably won't have interactions like that on a weekly basis, but when you do see them, I want you to bring them in, and we'll hand out the award.
I love it. I need to see Lorraine in action. I think that'd be funny. Were you on the bike drinking a beer while you were watching all of that?
I was just sitting. I wasn't on a bike at all. And like, I desperately wanted to turn over and just watch, like a TV show, but I'm too close to them. I mean, we're talking like 5 yards or something. So that was not an option. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been even more awkward if I had turned over, but impressive stuff. I may go join that class just to experience what George experienced, just to see whether or not Lorraine will come after me. If it happens, I promise to give you guys an update.
Yeah, you need to double down and just tell George that he's got this and see his facial expression if you're tag teaming with Lorraine.
You really should have seen him. He did that when she started pointing. He did that move where you close your eyes for a second. Like, oh, dude, like, hey, can I just get through this week once where I don't have to be pushed around by this random stranger who somehow learned my name? Man, it did not work out for him at all.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll be on the lookout for her, for any Lorraine and George situations, for sure.
Appreciated, and we're taking submissions from the listener base as well. If you've got an award winner or a story worth fitting into that segment, send it to us. You can shoot us a question, an email, let us know we did a good job, bad job, anything, too.
Huddle@warriorshuddle.com.
We're also on a number of social media sites. Right now, our focus is on YouTube. We're building that channel out. Ton of videos, ton of content. Hop on there and help us out. With that in mind, go Warriors, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Good.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.